This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN Sudape News Stream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick. Being away from family can be stressful during the holidays. November 6th was National Stress Awareness Day. Denise Pendergast, NSA Sudape Fleet and Family Support Center Director, tells us about the effects of stress and how to mitigate it.
Each person handles stress differently, and a lot of it depends on how we were raised. How did your family handle stress? What did you see? How did your family handle anger or pressure or deadlines, things like that? If they did it by working together, you tend to handle stress in a calmer way, but it doesn't mean you can't get overloaded. So a lot of things that you might see is a higher irritability.
Some other signs of stress include anxiety, trouble with memory, difficulty concentrating, and headaches. Stress Awareness Day started in 1958 as stress-related illnesses began to rise in the United States. Stress not only affects us mentally, but physically as well, according to Pendergast.
If stress goes unattuned, if people aren't dealing with it, if people aren't trying to find ways to healthily manage their stress, it leads to heart disease. It's the number one cause of heart disease in the country. And it used to be smoking, but as stress has gotten higher.
Other physical ailments include high blood pressure, which can lead to a stroke. We can decrease stress through meditative practices such as gym routines, hobbies, journaling, or simply going out and enjoying your surroundings.
Whatever you feel you connect with that really allows you to kind of feel better, cuddle in. Sometimes people feel bad because they don't want to go out, but sometimes sitting around with a book and some good tea, it really depends on what you find relaxing.
Stress itself is not necessarily a negative thing. When it grows and becomes overbearing and begins to affect you mentally and physically, you should seek help. For more stress relief practices and tips, reach out to the Fleet and Family Support Center at Building 11. That's all for your AFN Today News Stream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick.